गुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गवितोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दम् चिद्घनं ब्रह्म निर्भयं श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। सो वी आर् कमिङ्ग् टु द एण्ड् आफ् द सेवेन्थ् चाप्टर् आफ् गीता. इन् द लास्ट् टु चाप्टर्स् सोरि लास्ट् टु श्लोकास् आफ् this chapter, Krishna concludes this topic. So first we will discuss the 29th shloka, the half, first half of the first half or one and a half part of the 29th shloka, which is a kind of phalam, or like whatever he has said earlier, like bhajante mam dridavrataha, the same thing is being explained again. But it is like a summarizing the spiritual path, or as to who will get moksha. And along with that, Krishna introduces a few new terms that Arjuna is not aware of. And that is the subject matter of the next chapter of Gita. The 8th chapter of Gita is based on these two shlokas of the 7th chapter. So Krishna says, Jara Amarana Mokshaya माम् आश्रित्य यतन्ति ये ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुः कृत्स्नम् अध्यात्मं कर्म चाखिलं साधिभूतादिदैवं मां साधियज्ञं च ये विदुः प्रयाणकाले अपि च मां ते विदुर्युक्तचेतसः. सो जरामरणमोक्षाय, फ्रम् जरामरणं लैक् लिबरेशन्, जरामरणमोक्षम्. So moksham, liberation from jara maranam. Jara maranam means janana maranam. So liberation from birth and death, seeking liberation from birth and death. Maam ashritya, so whoever seek me in order to get rid of dukkham, get rid of janana maranam, get rid of samsaram, such people, they seek me. And yatanti, so yatanti, they strive to always seek me. Such people, te brahma tad viduhu, so they know Brahman, they come to know the ultimate reality of Brahman, and then they also know kritsnam adhyatmam. Kritsnam adhyatmam, kritsnam means complete, adhyatmam means knowledge of the self, and karma cha akilam, akilam karma, all karmas. Sadi bhutadi devam mam sadi yajnam che viduhu, such people also know sadi bhuta. So here is where it's tough to explain these shlokas. So these shlokas are continued into the next chapter. So adibhutam, so sadibhutadi devam means sa adibhutam adidevam. So adibhutam, adidevam, and adiyajnam, and prayanakale, like how a person can know me, or like what would happen when a person knows me at the end of his death. So that such a person means who seeks me continuously, such a person will know. So the next chapter of Gita discusses these. There are five terms introduced, and then another six questions. So the five terms are, one is Brahma. So there is Brahma, the word Brahma, te Brahma tad viduhu, what all? A person who wants to get rid of dukkham, such a person seeks me ardently, he strives to seek me at all times. And when he completely knows me, he knows one, Brahma, two, adhyatmam, three, karma, 4 adibhutam, 5 adidevam, 6 adiyajnam. So all these such a person comes to know. And then like I was wrong, it's not 5 terms, 6 terms. So Brahman, Adhyatmam, Karma, Adibhutam, Adidevam, Adiyajnam. And then finally, as to what happens when a person dies. So what is the, what happens after death? So this is, that's something like it is at the back of our mind, like always. What happens when a person dies? So it's something like that is always there in our mind. Though a person who understands Vedanta clearly, he will say, a true Vedantin will say, okay, what can happen? There is no death. The body dies. Do you die? No. If you don't die, which means you don't have any birth. So if you don't have any birth, then what is the point of arguing about birth and death, or the other way around? And Krishna says that you are not born. Natveva aham jatunasam natvam neme janadipaha nachayavana bhavishyamaha sarvevayam ataparam. So there was no time when all these people, like who you are seeing, Arjuna, in front of you, these chakravartis, these many people you are seeing in front of you, there wasn't any time when they or you or me have not existed. That means the body dies. Like vasamsi jirnani yatavihaya navani grihnati naroparani tata sharirani vihaya jirnan anyani samyami navami dehi. I think anyani samyami samyati or samyami, I don't remember now. So Krishna gives an example there. Even as a person, when a cloth or a particular dress becomes very old, a person throws it away. Similarly, when this body becomes old, the Atman lets go of this body and takes up a new body. So like birth and death, there is no birth and death for the Atman. Birth and death is only for the body. So if I don't have any birth, I cannot have any death. So there is no question of what will happen when a person dies. But still, from the empirical viewpoint, Krishna tries to explain as to what would happen when a person dies. So think that like we are learning Vedanta, but we are not convinced about Vedanta now. So like that conviction, we get that conviction only when we die. So what would happen? Or in short, in brief, Krishna tries to explain this concept of after death, or during death what happens, after death what happens, in the 8th chapter. So the next chapter deals with all of those. So I don't want to explain any of this Brahma, Karma, Adibhutam, Adidevam, Adiyajnam and all those. In brief, all those are one or the other ways of explaining about Brahman. So there is only Brahman here. So it has to be either Brahman or Namarupam. If it is Namarupam, it is not real. If Brahman, it is real. So if it is Namarupam, we don't have to really know it. Why? Even if we know it, it is Mithya, it's not real. That which is not real, I don't really need to know. And if it is Brahman, then that's the only thing I know. That's the only thing really present. So I don't need to know it in particular now. I already know about Brahman. I don't need any more knowledge. Krishna will himself explain it in the next chapter, which we won't discuss now. So in short, Krishna summarizes this chapter telling that a person who seeks me ardently, wanting to get liberated from... Sorry. Wanting to get liberation from the chain, the vicious circle of birth and death. So the important aspect here is, while ending, Krishna says there are two things. So first is liberation. We need to know that I have dukkham and I want to get rid of it. So that's the first thing. So that is mumukshutvam, or I want liberation. I have dukkham, therefore I want liberation. And the second is The way to liberation is seeking Ishvara. Therefore, I am going to seek Ishvara. So these are the two distinct steps that Krishna gives here. And these steps are very important, not for worldly goals, not to like just give discourses on Gita or like listen to discourses of Gita. For that, like, this is not required. But these two are essential if we want to be complete, if we want to be blissful, if we want to know that entity by knowing which everything becomes known. So yajñātvāneha bhūyo anyat jñātavyam avaśiṣyate, that by knowing which everything becomes known. So if we want to know that entity, then these two steps are to be followed. So first is anityam asukham lokam, this world is dukkham, I have sorrow, I want to get rid of sorrow. That day by day, like, we should analyze our life, we should look around, and our conviction that we are in dukkham and wanting to come out of it, the conviction should be there, the strong conviction that I want to get rid of dukkham, I want, that should be there. And the next thing, like, once we gain that conviction, then the next thing is, I know the solution. The solution is by seeking Ishvara. So I am going to seek Ishvara, whatever happens. So for us, like, we have crossed the first step. So that's why we are discussing Gita in the first place. So therefore, we have like crossed, or we have gone through the first step. But at times we may have to. Again and again, repeat in the mind that I am in dukkham, I want to get rid of it. But the main focus should be, I want to seek Ishvara. I am going to seek Ishvara. Bhajante maam drida vrataha. So I will seek Ishvara. And how Ishvara can be sought out, we have already discussed that many times in this chapter. But in simple words, Ishvara bhajanam. Remembering that Ishvara alone exists, remembering that the non-dual or Advitiya Satyam, which we called as Sachidananda Swarupam of Brahman or Ishvara, that alone exists. So the Bhedam, the duality that we see, is just Nama Rupam, it's not real. So we have to go on repeating the same thing. At any point of time, our mind should always be remembering Ishvara. Ishvara bhajanam should always be there, and that is what in many places in the 9th chapter as well as the many other chapters Krishna says that ananyas chintayam to mam ye jana paryupasate ananya chetaha satatam yo mam smarati nityashah. So that's in 8th chapter and then 9th chapter. So ananya bhajanam, trying to always remember Ishvara. So as Shankara says, yatra yatra mano yati brahmanas tatra darshanam. So wherever the mind goes to, like, whatever the mind perceives, internally convert it, internally transform it into Brahman. So whatever we see it as Brahman. Yadannu kaangiladu narayana pratima, yadannu kelkiladu narayana shrutigal, yadannu cheyiladu narayana archanagal, yadannu daagiladu narayanaaya nama. Hirtarchan, in his Harinama Kirtanam work, he says there, Yadunnu kaangiladu narayana pradima, whatever I see, or whatever I see as existing, that is all narayana pradima, all those are forms of narayana. Yadunnu kelgiladu narayana shrutikal, whatever I listen to, those are praises of narayana, narayana only there. Yadunnu cheyigiladu narayana archanagal, whatever I am doing archana, whatever I am doing is a puja to Ishvara. Yadunna dagiladu narayanaya nama, whatever is there, that is narayana alone. That's the ultimate truth. Yachya kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishyatat sarvam yapin narayana stitah. So whatever is there in the world, moving, immoving, everything, all those are pervaded in and out by Narayana. Narayana alone exists, and that is the same thing that Krishna says in this chapter as Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. O Arjuna, there is nothing different from me here. The difference is only Nama Rupam. The difference is temporary. It's only an illusion. It's just an appearance. So even as like when a person is walking in the desert, like he sees a pond, or even some people might even see an ocean like with lot of waves. So he sees all those, like it appears that there is an ocean, there is water. But once a person goes nearby, he finds that there is no water at all. Similarly, there is no duality whatsoever here. Whatever we are seeing is only Ishvara. There is only Ishvara here. So it is only Namarupam. It's only an illusion. So even as a person sees like various gold ornaments, and like a normal person gets deluded into those ornaments, saying that, oh, this is not good, that is not good, this fashion is old, that fashion is old. So all those statements we make. But the goldsmith, like we take an old ornament, old bracelet or chain to the goldsmith and say, I want the newest fashion available, I want it. I have to attend a marriage next week, so I have to wear have the latest fashion. So take this and give me a necklace or a chain with or of the new fashion. So the goldsmith knows. Goldsmith doesn't differentiate at all. He knows that all those are gold only. So they are just nama rupam, names and forms. A name of chain and a form, the circular form. Bracelet, the name of bracelet and a circular or arc form. So similarly with all gold ornaments. So he knows, so that his vision is also known as Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi. Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi. So Mahabuddhi, it's an intellect where Kanakam, he sees only Kanakam, Swarnam. So he doesn't see anything else. He sees only Kanakam in everything. So he has knowledge. He knows that there is no gold. Those ornaments are not real. They are just names and forms. Reality is just gold alone. Similarly, we should remember that the entire world that we see, that we constantly perceive, all those are just names and forms of Ishvara. Ishvara alone is present. So Shankara says the same thing in Brahmanyanavali Mala as Gadakudyadikam sarvam mrittika matramevahi tadvat brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima gatam kudyam. So gatam means pot, kudyam means wall. So pot, wall and all those are mrittika matramevahi, they are mud alone, an object of mud, that's it. So we have a pot, and then like that the pot transforms into a wall, and the wall transforms into something else. So all those are names and forms of pot. They are only pot. Similarly, this entire world is Brahman. Namarupam in Brahman. So Chandogya Upanishad gives three examples, like iron or iron pieces. Various iron pieces are iron only. Various gold ornaments are gold only. Like various mud, objects made of mud are mud only. Similarly, this world is also Ishvara only. Duality is Bedham, is just Nama Rupam, it's not real. So that's why the Upanishad says that Manase Vedam Aptavyam Neha Nana Asti Kinchana Mrityo Samrityam Gachyati Yaiha Nana Iva Pashyati. So Manasa Eva Idam Aptavyam. So know this through the mind, know the truth through the mind. Through the mind. How through the mind? Know it through the knowledge that Neha Nana Asti Kinchana Na Iha. Iha here. Na Nana. Nana. Duality. Na Asti. Not at all there. Kinchana. Not even the least. There is no doubt. There is no scope of duality existing. Duality doesn't exist. Duality doesn't exist at all. There is no duality whatsoever here. Naiha nana asti kinchana. There is no nanatvam here. Oh, nanatvam is not there, but still fine. I am fine. Oh, I don't have something to eat. Still it's fine. I don't have a place to live. Still it is fine. All those are fine. All those are fine. But with respect to this, if a person says nanatvam, nanatvam is not there, but I don't want to see it, then Mrityosa Mrityam Gachyati Yaiha Nana Iva Pashyati. One who sees Nanatvam, Nanatvam doesn't exist at all, but if one, if somebody sees Nanatvam as existing, then Mrityosa Mrityam Gacchati, he goes from Maranam Mrityu to Mrityu. That means he dies each and every minute. He dies in sorrow. So, taking the example of water in desert, so there is no water in desert. There is no water at all. But if somebody sees water and says, oh, that is fine, water is like, water means like it is like a beach. So, I love beaches. So, I am going to see water only. Then what would happen? Oh, I see a beach. I have to run. So, a person will start running. He'll run. The more he runs, the more farther the beach will be. He'll never be able to achieve or like reach the beach. If it's not beach, if a person is thirsty, still he will run after water and then he'll become sad. So while running, he becomes sad. Once he like gets tired and once he realizes that there is no water, there also he becomes tired. Instead, like it's not that we shouldn't run. We have to do things. Like we cannot, oh, the world is not real. Saying that, like we cannot quit our job, we cannot live on the street, we cannot do all of those. We have to live like a normal person. We don't have any other option. So we have to live life like a worldly person. But this knowledge that there is no duality, that will ensure that we don't get sad at any point of time. So Shankara says in the fifth chapter Gita Bhashyam that a person, a jnani, who knows that there is no duality, he also will run behind worldly things. But the difference is that he knows that there is no duality. So even if he runs behind worldly things, he like, and when he fails, when the objects fail, when the objects backfire or backfiring happens from the object or people of the world or from the world itself, he knew it already. Therefore, he'll not be sad at all. So a person who knows that there is no water in desert, he may also still run after water, because like his friends, people around him run, so he has to run. If he doesn't run, somebody else will like kick him, so therefore he also runs. But the difference is that while running, he knows that there is no water at all. This knowledge that there is no water at all, so when he doesn't find water, he doesn't become sad, because he was already aware. He had the knowledge that there is no water at all. So similarly, like Brahmanyadaya Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Karotiyah Lipyatena Sapapena Patma Patramivambasa. When a person offers all actions onto Ishvara, that Ishvara who alone is present here, and without getting attached to the action. Why not attached to the action? Because a person knows that action, what action? Actions mean there is a doer, there is an object to be achieved, but here everything is Ishvara. So then what is action? Actions, it's just a role. I'm just playing my part in this drama, in this big drama of world, I'm just playing my part. So if that knowledge is there, if a person is able to do that, then lipyate nasa paapena, he doesn't incur any sin. So sin means what? Papam means dukkam. That is like papam, papak phalam, or papa karmas. Karmas which give papa phalam means like it leads us to dukkam. So there will be no dukkam. So even as the lotus leaf which is in water, it is not wet by water. Similarly, such a person who always remembers that there is only Ishvara here, and like all his actions are an offering to Ishvara, with the remembrance that everything is Ishvara, such a person will not be tainted by any sin. Apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhav sadureva samantavyah samyak vyavasito hi sah. Even if such a person does bad actions, still he will not incur any sin at all, because he is remembering that there is no duality here. The moment a person goes beyond duality, te dvandva moha nirmukta. Such people go beyond dvandva moham. When a person goes beyond dvandva bhavam, then there is no dukkham, there is only anandam. So when a person becomes nirdvandvam, so dvandvam is not there, duality or dual notions are not there, such a person will be ever blissful. And it's very simple to do, it's very simple to implement. Matta paradaram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya O Arjuna, there is no duality, there is nothing different from me, everything is Ishvara. So doing everything as an offering to Ishvara, Ishvara Bhajanam. And the best shloka is the fourth chapter shloka of Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havi, Brahma Agnav Brahmana Hutam, Brahma Ivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadina. So everything is a Brahma Yajnam. So when a person remembers that everything is Ishvara, it becomes a Brahma Yajnam. It's a Jnana Yajnam. That Yajnam Shriyan Dravyamayad Yajnat Jnana Yajnam Parantapa. Sarvam karma akilam paata jnane parisamapyate. It is a jnana yajnam which is sacred than any other yajna that we can do. Going to spiritual retreats, doing Gita yajnam. Greater than all those yajnas is the jnana yajnam when we implement in our mind that everything is Ishvara, everything is Brahman. Such a Brahma yajnam. When all actions become a Brahma yajnam, then our life becomes filled with Brahman. If our life gets filled with Brahman, there is only one thing that a person can get out of Brahman, which is Anandam. So Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havihi. So everything is Brahman. In the Yajnam, in the Brahma Yajnam, Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havihi. The Brahma Arpanam, what is being offered? Brahman. Brahma Havihi. The spoon, the ladle, that is Brahman. Brahma Agnav, the fire is Brahman. Brahmana Hutam, this is done by Brahman. Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, the goal to be achieved, that is also Brahman. And how is it done? Brahma Karma Samadina, with the knowledge that everything is Brahman. So everything is Brahman. The doer is Brahman, the goal is Brahman, the means are Brahman. It is done by Brahman, there is only Brahman here. Yat karushya dashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. O Arjuna, whatever yat karoshi, whatever you do, yat ashnasi, whatever actions you do, whatever you eat, yat juhoshi, whatever you offer unto the fire, agni, yajnam, whatever you yajnam you do, dadasi yat, whatever you, dhanam you do, yat tapasyasi, whatever tapas you do, tat kurushva madarpanam, do that as an offering unto me. So when you, if you do that as an offering unto me, Shubha Shubha Phailai Revam Mokshase Karma Bandhanaihi Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukto Mamu Paishyasi. Such a person goes beyond Shubha Ashubha Phalam because everything is offered to Ishvara. If everything is offered to Ishvara, then what Phalam is there? There is no good, there is no bad. There is only Ishvara. So if there is only Ishvara, such a person will very soon attain me. Very soon. It doesn't take time at all. Devihi esha gunamai mama maya duratyeya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Maya is very tough to cross over, but still people who seek refuge in me, who remember me at all times, they cross over this maya very easily. And this can be done very easily as everything is Ishvara. Just the thought that sarvam brahmamayam. There is only Ishvara here, matta paradaram nanyat kinchi dasti dananjaya. There is nothing different from me here, O Arjuna. Whatever is there, only Ishvara. If we have that thought in our mind, then all actions become Brahma Yajnam, Ishvara Yajnam. And that Ishvara Yajnam will take us beyond dukkham. It will make us ever rejoice in bliss. And that is the goal of life. So if we have to achieve the goal of life, which is eradication of dukkham, complete eradication of dukkham and ever rejoicing in bliss, then we have to perform this Brahma Yajnam, this Ishvara Yajnam. This doesn't mean our worldly actions get stopped, our worldly responsibilities get reduced, or we have to get rid of them. We have to renounce our relations. We don't have to do anything of that sort. Externally, whatever we are doing, we can still continue doing. Just internally, remembering that there is only Ishvara here. And offering everything onto Ishvara. Ishvara pitam naichaya krutam chitta shodakam mukti sadakam. Offering onto Ishvara without any fruit. What is the fruit here? There is no fruit. I just want to remember that everything is Ishvara. That remembrance of everything as Ishvara, that itself gives the phalam the phalam of going beyond dvandva bhavam, the phalam of being ever blissful. So we shouldn't say that Vedanta is stuff, it is not for me. All these things I cannot remember, all these things I cannot understand. Some 30 shlokas, some concept, 4 bhaktas, this bhaktas, this maya, that maya, this dvandvam, this bedam, raga, dvesham, something, some words. Okay, we can ignore all those. We just have to remember that there is only Ishvara here. The duality or difference is just nama rupam. So Ishvara, namam, rupam, that's it. Ishvara is real, nama rupam is unreal, it's not real. So everything is Ishvara. Merely remembering this in our mind, like if we remember that everything is Ishvara, then automatically ragadvesham, automatically sukha dukkam, dundhu bhavam, dual notions will get reduced. We don't need to even remember that ragadvesham has to be reduced. If we can't remember it, still fine. Just remembering in the mind that everything is Ishvara, there is only Ishvara here. So if we start doing it now, like after trying to remember that everything is Ishvara for 10 minutes, we will find that within that 10 minutes, after that 10 minutes, our mind is very calm. We can feel the bliss pervading around us. We can feel that we are blissful, we are calm, we are relaxed, we are content. So if after 10 minutes we get that contentment, then what would be the contentment or what would be our state, like if we are able to remember at all times? And that state, like where a person is always remembering Ishvara, always remembering that Ishvara alone exists here, such state like mai eva mana adatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mai eva ta urdvam na samshaya. Fixing the mind onto me means focusing on me, remembering me. Fixing the intellect on me. So mind and intellect, mind means remembrance, intellect means the knowledge that there is only Ishvara here. So Advitiya Ishvara alone is present here. Such a person will ever be blissful. Such a person, Kama Krodha Vyuktanam Yatinam Yatachetasam Abito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam. Such a person who goes beyond Kama Krodham and who is fixed onto Ishvara, such a person will be ever blissful. Bliss will be dancing around such a person, and that bliss is the goal of our life. So rather than backing out of Vedanta, learning Vedanta or implementing Vedanta, we should, if we back out of learning Vedanta, that's also fine, but we should never back out of implementing Vedanta. We don't lose anything by implementing Vedanta. It's in the mind. So we can try it out for a few days, and if it doesn't help us at all, then if it doesn't help any of you, you can come back and then we can discuss as to why it didn't help out. Definitely 100%, 200% sure that it will help us out. It will help any person in the world if he implements this. If he tries to remember that everything is Ishvara in his mind while doing any action, and we will see, like we'll be able to find that actions become more blissful. Our state, like mental state, becomes blissful. Like we'll be able to give bliss to the unreal world. People around us will also get that bliss that we experience. We don't need to go for that, but still, if it if it is comforting, then it will definitely help other people in the world when a person is blissful. So that bliss is the goal of life, and that bliss is what Krishna in this chapter calls as eka vijnanena sarva vijnatam or vijnanam. By knowing one, everything becomes known. That one entity, that one blissful entity, one Ishvara, if we know, everything becomes known. Everything becomes known means such a person will be ever blissful, and of everything, whatever he comes to know, he will know the terms that Krishna has introduced, which we'll have to discuss in the next chapter. So in the next day, like we'll see the summary of this 7th chapter of Gita, which is a very important chapter. But may Amma bless us so that like we are able to implement this small thing, this small Vedantic implementation. We are able to not set it aside, but we are able to remember at all times that there is only Ishvara here, so that our life becomes blissful. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.